it's up to you and me to shine a guiding light and lead the way. United by our cause, we have the power to pursue what we believe. We'll achieve the realization of our dreams.
Hello there, once again, Vaughan Bennison welcoming you to this edition of New Horizons. Recently, we heard of the sad passing of Brother Jared Devlin. I asked Bill Jolly to join us to talk about Brother Jared and his life and works in the blind community. Bill, thanks once again for joining us.
It's a pleasure, Vaughan.
Recently, Bill, we heard of the sad passing of Jared Devlin, and I believe you knew him quite well.
Yes, I did. I consider myself a friend of Jared, although I didn't see him that much in recent years after he had retired. He was a prominent member of the blind community. He came from Sydney and about 40 years ago came to live down in Melbourne. He was born in the early 1940s, just during the Second World War, and as a premature baby, he suffered damage to his eyes, and so he had low vision throughout his life. He attended the School for the Blind, the Catholic School for the Blind in Sydney, St. Edmund's School for Boys, and then at age 17, he joined the Blessed Sacrament Fathers. That's a order of priests in the Catholic Church. That's a French order formed in 1956. St. Peter Julian Aimard was the former of that organisation. And they have two premises in Australia, St. Peter Julian's Church in Sydney and St. Francis Church in Melbourne. And those churches are both old and pretty large churches, so they're landmarks of the respective cities of Sydney and Melbourne, particularly okay. St. Francis, which is right in the central part of Melbourne in a very prominent spot.
That's an interesting choice of career for someone with low vision, because my understanding, at least, is that in such a career, there's an awful lot of studying to be done. Was he a Braille user or a large print?
He was a large print user, and he didn't have particularly good reading sight, so studying was a bit of a challenge for him. And this probably accounts for the fact that Jared became a brother in the Blessed Sacrament Order rather than a priest. It was probably considered that, he hadn't gone on to year 12 at school. I think he probably finished school at maybe year 10, something like that. And it was considered that it would be appropriate for him to join the order and contribute as a brother rather than as a priest. And there were a few people who had that role, so it wasn't that unusual. But I think that was to our blessing, really, that we as the blind community and the people whom Jared mixed with, both Catholic and non-Catholic, were the beneficiaries of the fact that he was a brother, not a priest. Therefore, he didn't have as heavy workload within the order. So whilst he would assist at some masses as an altar server, and he also played the organ at both churches, St. Peter Julian in Sydney and St. Francis in Melbourne, he had more time for community outreach, which is a form of pastoral work. Mm. So he grew up or started working in Sydney with the order at St. Peter Julian's Church, and also maintained his network of old boys of St. Edmund's School, but expanded that really into a pastoral care service for young blind people in Sydney, both men and women, youths and young adults, and both Catholic and non-Catholic. And he was a very important person in bringing those people together, and particularly helping some of the people that found it more difficult to integrate into the community after having left school. In 1977 or thereabouts, he transferred to Melbourne, to St. Francis Church in Melbourne. The Melbourne people then saw more of him. But I do remember in the 1970s, when I first met Jared, he was organising a number of weekends for the young people with a spiritual theme.
Okay.
So we had some lectures, but we had good fun as well. And so that was a good way of from his perspective and his order's perspective, getting the teachings of Jesus Christ more out into the community. But it was also beneficial to us, and he was a great role model and great source of encouragement. He was also not quite a founding member, but a very early member and a great supporter of Blind Citizens Australia. And he helped us to establish a foothold in Sydney. He was very supportive. I remember a couple of these weekends where he enabled me as the new secretary of Blind Citizens Australia to talk briefly to the group about what BCA was and about our upcoming convention. So he was very supportive like that. And that was really important.
Did he come to the conventions and have much dealings with the workings of BCA?
Oh, yes. He was a regular participant at conventions, both in the business sessions and in the social life of the convention as well. He was always very, very prominent in the social aspect of the conventions, and again he was a very good influence and a very good supporter. He also joined the Victorian Blind Cricket Association. I think it was David Trung, a young fellow who Jared had taken under his wing a bit, and then Trungy encouraged Jared to come and play blind cricket. David Trung loved his blind cricket and got Jared involved, and I think he played there for more than 20 years.
Right. So
that was another way that he reached out into the community. He did a lot of extension work with students of St. Paul's School for the Blind. That's a Catholic school in Hugh in Victoria, and it was actually through his involvement there and his friendship with a man named Sam Ginsberg that he then started attending regularly the Jewish synagogue in East Kew. And he was a regular attendee on Saturday mornings at the synagogue studying the Jewish law and other Jewish sacred scriptures. And it was lovely at his funeral there, which we had about a month ago, to observe that there was representatives there from the Jewish community who probably hadn't seen him for 10 years or so, because he'd been quite unwell in recent years with severe diabetes and just the frailty of aging that I expect that he hasn't been at the synagogue for quite some time. But it was a real tribute to him that these people were there from the Jewish community, and again an indicator of his a wonderful outreach into other communities beyond the comfort zone of the Catholic community, you could say. He was also a director of the Villa Maria Society, member of the board of directors for probably 15 years as well. So he provided support, spiritual leadership, and also governance advice to the society, which is a large, it's now the Villa Maria Catholic Homes, a large organisation in Victoria which conducted or does conduct the St Paul's School, it's now called St Paul's College, and is a organisation that provides support to elderly people, it was nursing home accommodation, and also people with severe disabilities with day programs and accommodation. So he had an outreach to that community as well. So we'll greatly miss Jared. He was good fun and a great man.
Mm. Yeah, he sounds like he was a very interesting person and a very well-rounded person. I'm interested in your comments about him attending the Jewish synagogue. Do you have any understanding or any idea of how he reconciled that with the order to which he belonged? Or was it just that he was keen to discover more and varied philosophies?
Well, it was about a part of his both intellectual and spiritual growth and outreach. And he was, in some sense, he was ahead of his time as an ecumenist, that is, in the way he associated with people of other religions, because back in the, well, the 50s, the 40s, 50s, 60s, during Gerard's formative years, we were a much more sensitive society about our religious differences were more to the forefront than they are now. And there's people like Gerard Devlin who helped to break down those barriers and fostered positive interchange between different religious groups. I have no doubt that he would be a very strong supporter of to help Muslims, particularly people from Africa and the Middle East, integrate into our community as he helped people from Asia back 30, 40 years ago.
Mm. He sounds like an absolutely amazing man. Bill Jolly, thanks for coming on the program to talk about him.
Thanks, Vaughan. It's a pleasure. You're most welcome.
My thanks to Bill Jolly there. For those of you living in Brisbane, coming up, there's an event for you on Saturday, the 26th of August. If you'd like to have your say on the future of the Blind Citizens Australia Brisbane branch and meet lots of other blind and vision impaired people, then here's an opportunity for you. It's at the Vision Australia offices in Coorparoo, and if you'd like to find out how to get there or more information about that forum, you can ring the main office. The number is 1-800-033-660, 1-800-033-660. It's from 10 o'clock until 12:30, and lunch will be provided at a cost of $10 a head. So don't forget to bring your 10 bucks if you'd like to come along to that forum. I know lots of people who'll be there, so a worthwhile opportunity, I'm sure. Saturday, August the 26th at 10 o'clock. As I said, for more information or to register your interest, get in touch with the BCA head office. In fact, you can get in touch with the BCA head office for anything that's blindness related. The phone number is 1-800-033-660, 1-800-033-660. The email address, if you'd like to provide feedback to them or to find out any information, is bca@bca.org.au. If you'd like to provide feedback on New Horizons, you can get in touch with me on new.horizons@bca.org.au, new.horizons@bca.org.au. Don't expect a response, but it is monitored and all feedback is much appreciated. Blind Citizens Australia relies heavily on donations from you, the members of the community. If you'd like to donate, have a look at the BCA website, bca.org.au, and you'll not only find lots of links to previous New Horizons episodes, as well as this one, of course, you'll find information on how to donate to the organisation. You'll find lots of interesting policies and position statements and things like that as well. And you'll find lots of recordings from previous conventions. There is another convention coming up in October this year in Melbourne. The registration documents are up on the website, and if you haven't received your copy yet, you soon will. I'm absolutely positive. So I'd like to see you all there at the convention. I'm Vaughan Bennison. Do take care, and I'll talk to you again next week.
We'll achieve the realization of our dreams. Of our dreams.